Fun Ideas Productions presents the Fun Ideas Podcast.
I'm having so much more fun now. I have let them show me how to live their way.
This is Mark Arnold, and welcome to Fun Ideas Podcast number 252. I will be at the Mid-Valley Comic Art Expo in Salem, Oregon on April 20th and 21st, and Shortbox Live in San Jose, California on May 5th, signing copies of my new Turtles book and new Mad books. The Fun Ideas Podcast is brought to you in part by Freaky Magazine. I contribute material to every issue, so give it a try.
Hey kids, have you read Freaky? The magazine of weird humor for freaks like you. Freaky Magazine is a way-out collection of weirdo comics, kooky gags, photo funnies, social satire, and surreal collage. 52 pages of insanity in the tradition of magazines of yore like Cracked, Plop, and Zap. Special offer for Fun Ideas listeners, get a free sample copy in the mail. Made of smelly newsprint and smudgy ink the old-fashioned way. Just message your mailing address to theslowpoisoner@gmail.com. That's theslowpoisoner@gmail.com while supplies last.
You remember them from your childhood. Casper the Friendly Ghost, Richie Rich, Hot Stuff, Baby Huey, Sad Sack and Little Audrey. You read them in comic books and saw them on television and in the movies. Now you can read about how they and other Harvey comic characters were created in two great books from Mark Arnold and Fun Ideas Productions, The Best of Harveyville Fun Times and The Harvey Comic Companion. Both are available from Amazon. The Companion is also available from Fair Manor Media. They are available in hardcover, paperback, and ebook versions. Order your copies today.
Friends, have you tried Lee's Comics? Lee's Comics is better than the leading comic book store. Wait a minute. Lee's Comics is the leading comic book store. Based on arbitrary standards set by Lee Hester himself.
Lee's Comics was named as one of the 21 best online dealers by PopOptique.com. To shop the Lee's Comics eBay store, go to eBay and search for Lee's Comics, Inc. That's LEESCOMICSINC, period. Don't forget the period. Mention the Fun Ideas Podcast when you order, and you'll receive a free bonus gift.
Hey, hey, it's Charles Rosenay from the Monkees Interview Show here on Monkey Mania Radio. So proud to announce the release of a brand new book called Not Just Happy Together, The Turtles from A to Z. That's right, the other band besides our monkeys who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, The Turtles, a great new book that's a discography. It's got interviews, it's got reviews, it's got everything you might want to read about. If you're a 60s fan like I am and love the Beatles and the Monkees and the Turtles, Not Just Happy Together has a front cover and a back cover by Henry Diltz, a foreword by Gary Puckett, and it's published by Genius Music Books, an imprint of Genius Book Publishing, now available from www.notjusthappytogether.com. Hope you pick it up. I know you're going to love it and enjoy all the stuff about the Turtles. Thank you for listening to Monkey Mania Radio. Hey, hey.
In Fun Ideas Productions news, Not Just Happy Together, The Turtles from A to Z, AM Radio to Zappa, is now available from Genius Publishing. You can order directly from geniusbookpublishing.com or from Amazon. Stars of Walt Disney Productions and Pac-Man, the first animated TV show based upon a video game, and the revised and updated Looking for the Good Times Monkeys book are all still available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and through Bear Manor Media. Unconditionally Mad is still being formatted and should see publication in 2024. I'm currently working on an article about Mr. Weatherby and my TV animation book and another Monkeys book and a book on Marvel's Crazy Magazine. More on these later. On today's show, we have the daughter of Dean Martin, who is an actor and singer in her own right. Here she is, Dina Martin.
And this is Charles Rosenay on the phone and very excited to have Dina Martin back with me, but for the first time with Mark Arnold, who will do an official introduction.
Hi, this is Mark Arnold of Fun Ideas Podcast, and today with Charles F. Rosenay, we have a special guest, Dina Martin. How are you?
Yay. I am excellent. Thank you very much. This is kind of exciting, isn't it?
It's great because you've done a great interview with me in the past where we talked nothing but monkeys and your career and so many things. And here it's basically a short, sweet version of that because we're doing a monkeys book.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing a monkeys book? Fantastic. Yeah.
And we couldn't do that without including you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, that sounds great. All right, well, you know, I had so much fun doing the Monkeys TV show. What was the episode called? All of a sudden, I can't...
I can't look it up because we're...
You know what? It was... Some Like It Lukewarm.
Some Like It Lukewarm is right.
That's right. Some Like It Lukewarm.
And you became friends with the guys, if I'm not mistaken, at the time.
Oh, yes, I did. And I think Peter Tork's birthday is coming up in a few days, come to think of it.
It sure is.
Yes. But, you know, we had so much fun on that set, I have to say. They were just, you know, really fun guys to be around. And, gosh, something like
how did you? How did you get cast for the show?
How did I get cast for the show? You know that I don't know, but my agent was, of course. Let me see. He was married to Annette Funuzzi, Jack Gilardi, and he's the one that set me up for that. And probably one of the good reasons why is because in that episode, it was the boy band against the girls band.
Right.
But you had to, because there was like a contest, but you had to have one girl in the boys' band, and you had to have one boy in the girls' band. So they dressed me up like a boy, so I was playing, I guess I was taking the place of Davey, and Davey was taking the place of me in our band, so it was the battle of the bands. That's why it was Some Like It Lukewarm, it was like Some Like It Hot.
Right.
But it was really a fun thing to do, and to sit there with, you know, with a mustache and short hair. But I do remember one of the scenes that was so fun. It was after when Davey and I had met each other in the show, and then we meet for dinner after at some Italian restaurant, and we had stars in our eyes. They did that, and they were really stars in our eyes. So it was really fun. And I'm trying to think of the waiter, who's a friend of ours now. He played the waiter then. And anyways, it was just a great memories, and the guys were just wonderful.
You stayed friends with Davey through the years, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And he would come over to the house, and it was so great because, you know, we were wearing bell-bottoms in those days. And he came over to the house, and, you know, he had to take off his boots because we were all going to play football outside. You know, I had six brothers and sisters, so we would play football, and he was tripping over his pants. It was great. But you know what? Davey had, like, the same sense of humor, and he was so smart and fun, as my dad. And they got along, you know, very well together because there was just something about them. They both loved horses. You know, and that Davey had his, you know, his horses and that. But, you know, we stayed friends, you know, until the very end. And, in fact, the last time that I saw Davey, I think we were in Chicago at the, trying to think of the theater, and I surprised him. I came on his show. I don't think he knew I was going to be there. And I sang Everybody Loves Somebody. And the crowd went nuts, of course.
Wow.
And so I sang... He sang Everybody Loves Somebody to me. And the last song I sang to him was, Once I Had a Secret Love. Yeah, and it was just beautiful. So we had the best time. And I think that was maybe one of his last performances, actually.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said your dad got along with them, because I was curious about that, since your dad was on Hollywood Palace with the Rolling Stones and kind of made fun of them and rolled his eyes and things.
Oh, yeah. So weren't they great?
Yeah.
But you know what was funny? You know, he had a great sense of humor. He called me. You know, he said, Dina, get your sisters and come over here to the Hollywood Palace. He said, because I think you girls are going to love these guys who are here. It looks like they just got off the boat. And so Gail and Claudia, we went over to the Hollywood Bowl, and we're going, oh, it's the Rolling Stones! And we were so excited. And it was really fun. So, I think that was like the same year as we met the Beatles. And, it was just, it was a time. But he liked Davey.
Mm-hmm.
What stood out, Dina, with the Monkees' personalities? Because we all love their music, no doubt, but it was other things that made them, you know, special, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, all of that, you know, and in fact, I saw Peter and Mike, did I see? I'm trying to think. Through the years, we would all kind of get together at different places. If I would be doing a show and they would be doing a show. But I did one at the Hard Rock. I think it was at the Hard Rock, and Peter was there, and I sang, I did this song, Once I Had a Secret Love,
mm-hmm.
And we had so much fun. I think it was B.B. King's, and they all showed up, Davey wasn't there,
right.
But we had a fabulous time, and Mike Nesmith. Just thinking about the guys. It was an amazing time.
Mm-hmm. Do you still contact Mickey Dolenz these days?
Yeah, we had. In fact, I saw him at a restaurant not long ago, and it was great to see him again. He looks the same.
Oh yeah.
I think I look the same too. But
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're just, good guys. And to be able to play with them, and it was just, it was all, just nice. And, and I loved that my dad really liked Davey. That was important to me and
mm-hmm.
to my dad. But it was really, a great time in my life. And I think, a great time in musical history. You know, it was the Monkees, for heaven's sake,
Did you ever see them in concert or on tour or just personally?
Let's see. No, I saw them in concert, and I can't remember where. I should have thought about this before, but I'm just a little crazy right now with doing the Dina Martin live shows every week. And on Friday, I just did my 202nd one. Over 4 years now doing these. And so between that and doing shows and interviews, and learning new songs, it's a little time-consuming, but we're having a great time, and we're carrying on, traditions and legacies.
And you still have a CD on sale, do you not?
Oh, yeah, I just had my Memories Are Made of This album. We just put it out this year, because I never made the LP before, but I have the LP for, my Swing Street,
Swing Street
album, and Destination Moon, where I do the duet with my dad, which is unbelievable.
Amazing.
And Memories Are Made of This, I do a duet with Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
Wow.
And on my Christmas album, I do a duet with Andy Williams. So, we're busy. We're doing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask, Mark, with your permission, I'm going to ask a really oddball question. Dina, do you remember the Monkees comic books at all?
No, I don't remember, but I don't.
Okay. Just curious, because that's one of the themes of the book, and if you did, we would have followed up on a question, but if you don't, it's no worries.
No, but I did have a Martin and Lewis comic book. No, I didn't know about the Monkees, but I would love for you to send a copy to me, and I'll take good care of it and send it back.
Deal, you got it.
Okay. I would love that. All right, I think I've got to run now.
Do you have Did you have a final question, Mark?
Yeah, quick question. Are there any more memories about the Monkees in your book, Memories Are Made of This?
I believe there is. I'm pretty sure there is, because he was part of my life.
Yeah.
And I'll what I'll do is I'll go look at the the book after I do. I've got two more interviews to do, and then I'll tell you what page it's on, and I'll let you know about it.
Phenomenal.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for your time. We'll follow up by email. We love you and continued success.
Thank you very much. You keep up the good work, both of you. And I'll make sure that we figure out what page it's on. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mark, do you want to do a wrap with this?
Okay. I'll just say something really quickly. So that was a short but sweet and informative interview with Dina Martin, the daughter of Dean Martin. And this is Mark Arnold with Charles F. Rosne on the Fun Ideas Podcast.
Thank you for listening, and thank you, Dina Martin, for being my special guest. Episode number 253 and season number 8 will be coming soon. Remember, you can always watch the video version of this episode on YouTube. Episode number 248 will be coming soon. If you would like to comment and or be a guest on this podcast, please drop me a line at funideas.mark@gmail.com. Become a patron of Mark Arnold and Fun Ideas Productions. If everyone listening just contributed $1 a month, that would be a tremendous help in continuing the production of my books and this podcast. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel. The opening and closing music for the Fun Ideas Podcast is provided courtesy of Andrew the Slow Poisoner Goldfarb and is used with permission. This has been the Fun Ideas Podcast. This is Mark Arnold speaking. This episode is copyright 2024. Fun Ideas Productions. Thank you and good night. Thank you.